Matthew 22, verses 1 through 14. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of the servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. The hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing how so many people in our society today are just take faith for granted. They don't really think about their faith anymore, and it's one of those situations where if I can get to it, I can get to it, and if not, I won't. And there is no recourse for those people who don't want to be involved. They just made up their minds, and that's it. And God is there patiently waiting, and still inviting, but some people are just turning down the invitation. The invitation is just almost being thrown back in God's face. And here we are, as preachers of the word, to go out and invite people. We have to do that in so many creative and new ways because it seems as if the old ways are not working anymore. We have to show them new things, the newness of God. And yet, some seem to get it, and others don't. Some want the old, and they don't necessarily want to be strapped down with the new. They want to go back to a different time. And yet God is still there, waiting. The invitation is there. So I guess my question is, what do we plan to do with that? And how do we plan to let others know that they have been invited? God is there waiting. What more do you need? And yet some people will still show up and act as if, oh, this is nothing special. And then we wonder, why isn't it something special for you? Why isn't it? This is something very special. So take the invitation, my sisters and brothers. Take the invitation, and you as preacher of the word, take that invitation to others and let them know how important it is. And if you have to find new ways to do it, so let it be. Find those new ways so that they can see it in a whole new light and understand that God is in that light. Yes, God is there giving us the invitation. How will we answer?